Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
WHO, the NIH.
I got 20.
They got other mafia thugs with guns now, protecting their other thugs with guns.
Maintain your social distance.
I'm over her honking her horn. Disgusting.
All right, folks, we are currently in Austin, Texas, here at the governor's mansion. This woman was driving into this protest. As you can see, there's about 50 to 70 people here now, but these police stopped her car. They are currently forming a barrier, and they're issuing her a ticket for honking her horn. So, ma'am, they just issued a fine for what you said was honking your horn?
It's not a fine, right? It's just a warning.
Just a warning?
Yeah.
Keep your dirty mouth shut, you stinking American.
References. Code 547.501.
Back up.
Okay.
Back up.
Ticket or warning?
A warning for honking your horn.
A warning for honking my horn, so I'll just drive around peacefully and blast my music. Jam into the new Killer song.
Get those warnings
song.
And tickets ready Saturday.
All right, ma'am. So you're here today at this protest. It seems that people are wanting to reopen the economy. We've been shut down for a month now. 22 million people have lost their job. Talk to us about why you're here today, and talk to us about your sign as well.
Well, first of all, I just believe that it's really important that as Americans and as Texans, we stand for the rights of all people, the liberties, the constitutional rights for all people.
So I have a lot of family members who've been laid off or furloughed. I feel like the whole unemployment crisis, you know, at 30%, maybe plus, now unemployed, that's hurting people quicker and with a wider range than any virus has so far.
We're small business owners, and we know lots of small business owners in the restaurant industry in particular that have completely gone under and had to shut down the day they locked down Texas. Our numbers cut in half the day they locked down Texas, and we know lots of people that just need to get back to work. We're not scared of the virus. Let us choose. We'll take the risk if we want to do it. If you don't, stay locked inside.
Have you had to unemploy anyone in your small business?
Half of our staff.
We believe that our rights are being violated, that people need to be able to work, and we need to reopen the economy and end the shutdown.
What we do is we're a glass and window business, and so money is another thing. Right now, who's going to go out and spend money to get new windows done? Who's going to go out and spend money when we're in a crisis and we're in an economical crisis, you know? So we're not as affected by it as a lot of people, but our hearts go out to all the people that are. But more so, I'm concerned about all of the rights being taken away, not just closing down the economy. I mean, rights are being taken away left and right.
Honestly, if somebody is sick or there's an elderly person, then it's up to them to stay home. But I feel like it's ruining our economy, and we need to go back to work, or we're going to lose our homes, we're going to lose our families, and there's going to be a lot of other problems.
Everybody out here is hurting. They want to go back to work. Listen to the people. 9 times out of 10, you want people to work. These people wanting to work. Let them go back. Let everybody go. Open Texas is all we're asking.
Like my son, Sign, says, he wants to go back to school. He misses his friends. I have
have a lot of clients who I do taxes, and luckily I'm an essential employee for whatever reason, but my clients aren't. So I have a lot of people that I know that everything was pulled out from underneath them. They don't have any means to support their families or feed their children. And
ladies
it's not
and
right.
gentlemen, I just got Major Roger Stone news. When we come back, we will get to all of that. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot of breaking news coming up on this worldwide transmission.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, if you just join me, we're into the second hour here. I've known this for a long time, but when I get up here on air and I say it, I know why listeners really don't take it serious. Because when I say that Google hired thousands of members of the Stasi and are looking at moving their headquarters into that in Germany, their headquarters in Europe, or when I say Facebook hired the former top Stasi people to help censor there and spy on people, it sounds insane. Kind of like saying we'll all be on house arrest and Bill Gates comes out and says we're going to have an implantable ink in the vaccine that puts a digital tattoo in you to show you've been given your vaccine. It sounds insane. Except it's really going on. And the way they would do the articles is like, oh, they hired the former top Stasi. And then that person will bring in thousands of their people. But it's all happening. It's all going on right now. And you sit here and you look at this and you ask yourself, big tech is the new telecommunications. It's how most people communicate. Not over telephones, but over voice apps, over text messages, and over their Facebook and Twitter. That's how you talk to people. But then they can have AI in live time controlling what you can text, what you can say. And, you know, at first, oh, you can't say the N-word. Well, I don't ever say the N-word. Why would I want to? So, okay, censor that. And 10 years later, you can't send out an Associated Press link to documents that are confirmed that the WHO knew it was a bioweapon out of Wuhan weapons lab and covered it up. Today, they're also blocking the Nobel Prize winner, one of the top virologists in the world, who discovered the HIV virus. In 1983, he's come out and said he's looked at the bioscans. It's 100% man-made. He's being blocked. Now, I'm going to explain something. See, first it's, oh, block Alex Jones and Laura Loomer, and then it's block Nobel Prize winners and AP. And Twitter's now censoring president of Brazil, censoring the president of Hungary, censoring the president of the United States. The president and Congress must act now. 95% of internet traffic goes over 4 companies. And a little sub fifth one, but most of it over those 4. It's in the news, confirmed. You heard, oh, Twitter and Facebook let armies of Chinese trolls put out this info. But then when you read deeper, whether it's Google, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Apple, they have over the divisions, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Media Matters, Snopes, but now they're giving way to the Communist Chinese Party and are actually in there heading up the divisions with armies of Chinese and AI watching what you do. This is public news. Look at this headline. Facebook fact checker worked at Wuhan Biolab ruled out virus leak while debunking articles, and she's the head of Facebook science. You know, they have their media, their culture, their sports, their... Well, she's over all science news on a platform with... How many members does Facebook have? Only 3.4 billion? Check that. Half the world's population, roughly. Look at the latest numbers. How many members does Facebook currently have? China's 1.5 billion people. Russia's 160-something million. The U.S. is 300-something million. That's bigger than the top five or six countries combined. Half the world population is on Facebook, and they're in a big digital gulag, and Facebook's in the news today saying no AP links, no Trump links. That's why they fact-check the president on TV. They go, oh, what he just said about hydroxychloroquine was not true. No one ever said use it. It never helped anybody, right? Sanjay Gupta? Gupta, I've never heard of this. It's insane. It's just in like 50 studies. So see, if the president's being fact-checked by these liars, we just move on from there. And see, Trump's super confident. That's great. But he's so confident, he thinks he can battle and block it all himself. And no, he can't. Plus, it's our rights. It's our speech. He's got to do something. So let me show you some of the articles right here I've got. Facebook fact checker worked at Wuhan Biolab, ruled out virus leak while debunking articles. And then you read the article at InfoWars.com by Steve Watson. It turns out she runs Facebook science. And she just so happens works in the bioweapons lab. What do you think the chance? Oh, and it gets Bill Gates grants. It's just always the same group. It's a very small group. Wonder what project she really heads up there. Let's look at this lady. Danielle Anderson. Wonder what she's really up to. Wonder if you research her. Is she into eugenics or depopulation? Maybe she's a fan of 12 monkeys on her Facebook? I don't know. She controls what you can say. Oh, and she works in the bioweapon lab. Meanwhile, CBC instructs kids how to shut down their parents' conspiracy theories. If they say it came out of Wuhan and read the AP, report mommy and daddy. Sources tell Fox News who was complicit in helping China cover up coronavirus leak from the lab. AP got the documents. But see, that's like 3 days old. Who cares? I mean, we have this lady, Dr. Danielle Anderson, is going to tell us what we can and can't say. Meanwhile, the shutdown backlash is coming soon with a vengeance. The money's already run out for small businesses. Most people didn't get it. Trump admits that. He said, we got to turn back on. No, we can't. And then Facebook to issue warnings to users who've liked or clicked on coronavirus misinformation. And they say, if you link to AP, we may ban you, but we're going to certainly block it. And it says AP is not allowed. And they have this nice picture of Owen. Twitter's facilitating the promotion of an InfoWars host rally that will flout Texas social distancing order. How dare them exercise their First Amendment? How dare them go out and say the shutdown must end and only 9 people have died in Travis County and Austin and it's a hoax? The First Amendment guarantees freedoms, but, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Well, they sure shut the churches down. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press, the right of people to peaceably assemble, and to petition the government for U.S. agreements. Well, that all went out the door, didn't it? Scattered protests pushed back on U.S. coronavirus stay-at-home orders. You had to disobey because They choose what's essential and what's not while the border's still open and while they bring in thousands a month from the Middle East and other areas, totally unvetted and brought in. The homeless can do whatever they want, but you can't leave your house because you're a producer, and you've got to be taught to not be a producer and brought to heel. You've got to be totally and completely enslaved. Isn't that just darling and cupcake cute? So what does the president need to do? What do we, the people, need to do before it's too late? We'll go to break, and I'll come back and judiciously get into this, and then I've got a bunch of news and clips we'll get to after that, and I do intend to open the phones up as well. Owen Schroyer's here with us, but there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes and a lot of things I can't tell you about right now. But let's just say this. The enemy knows, and that's why they want us off the air. But everybody knows that I'm unfiltered and just tell you what's going on. And all this is public, too, but we told you before it came out. So can you imagine what the Pentagon and the White House think about InfoWars right now? That's why we can be taken off the air at any time, because they don't want this source of information for the president. But it's okay. You know how things work. And no matter what happens to me, you're going to continue on. We know who did the bio attack. We know it was the deep state with the Chi-Coms against America to kill the economy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Slavery, martial law forever, under the cover of viruses. It's a V for Vendetta script, and it's in your face. And the very people that created the virus, gave it to China, released it, covered it up, got it over here, are now blaming President Trump. It's a script, and we're just following it, but it's so diabolical. It's so evil. It's so ridiculous. The Pentagon keeps going, we don't think it's man-made. We don't think it China did it on purpose, because if that's true, we gotta go to war with them. And I understand that President Trump, I keep forgetting to put this on. I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. I'll just do that, because this thing's been off for a while, and I just need to get my earpiece back in. So, you know, Here's what happens. We get hit by this big, massive globalist attack, and it's so crazy. There's all these Americans allied with communist China, and Hollywood's out to get us, and they're trying to bankrupt the country, and everybody else is opening back up, and people are just dumbfounded by this. They go, well, if I just wear my mask and do what I'm told, everything will be okay like it always was. No, America had its own guardians. America had people that weren't perfect, but they cared about prosperity and the general welfare. We don't have that now. We have globalists in charge that are aborting America, that want to kill it, that want to destroy the idea, that want to conquer it. And so playing games and half measures and being politicians and playing patty cake with this is going to get us destroyed. So the old rules of being chicken necks and being cowards is over. Let me just do this, because when things are really bad and really crazy and really insane, people need to be prepared and ready. I tend to get in the mode where I don't even talk about things that we could at least do. If you don't have firearms and ammunition, you better get them. I don't sell firearms and ammunition. If you don't have water filtration, you're insane. You need high-quality water filtration. The Alexa-Pure and the systems we have are excellent. I think they're sold out, so what's the point of plugging them? You should just try to get them somewhere. Storable food is an absolute no-brainer. We have the biggest, best company for the price, the best food you're going to get. Because I kind of look at it like price versus quality. So you got quality up here and you got price. Get the best thing you can for the price, and that's who we have supplying our food. It turns out they've been able to keep the supply going. They've been able to deliver to people and not give the food industry a bad name. It's why I have my Patriot. So now you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you order. They're ready to take your orders again. And depending on what type of thing you order, and they can't give you an exact answer. That's why they say 6 weeks, because it's really like four. But they don't want to piss you off. So you might order something that's a specialty item that might take 7 weeks, but they're saying 6 weeks, and they've been ahead of schedule, though they asked me not to say that, but I just did it because I just can't help it. I'm neurotic about telling the truth. The point is they have it. It's high quality. It's not about the virus, folks. It's a permanent shutdown. Food shortages have begun. They're creating a depression, and the numbers are out in the polls. Trump is unpopular. Trump's getting blamed for it. And that was the plan. You saw Bill Maher and all of them talk about it. So These storable foods are in big, strong, somebody grab me one of them, big, strong plastic hard containers that you have to break open with the seal, and they're in big, heavy, sealed bags filled to the top inside. And I looked at the numbers. It's about one-fifth the cost for the amount of food you get at the grocery store. Yeah, bring it on over to me, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. So, hey, look at this. Ready Hour. InfoWarsStore.com. And this sucker is heavy because they're not selling you a bunch of air. And they've got 3-month, 4-month, 6-month, year supplies, 3-year supplies. And this is stuff you can travel with quickly. It lasts. It is absolutely essential. And I've got a crap ton of it because I got to take care of my family as well. And I got stuff I bought from them 12 years ago in my attic. And I got stuff I bought 6 months ago before all this kicked off in my garage. And when I went out to the place we set up in the country, I took a bunch of this out there because I don't want to evacuate. It was one of the worst things I ever did. I just felt terrible doing it. To even have to start preparing for the total collapse and us being taken off the air and knowing that that is now a real possibility and that we're at that point. I'm not going to lie to you, but I have never been more disgusted. A lot of folks like to get into prepping and they feel kind of selfish. They've got their cabin in their woods and it's kind of romantic and everything. But for me, because I'm on air and all this, to think that we may get our asses kicked, at least in this round, have to shut down. And then they're going to start arresting everybody during that. And it's just to watch America on its knees makes me sick. I don't really want to go down this road. But I got to tell you now, folks, you definitely want to get food to supplement yourself into the future. And you want food that's easily transportable and that you've got ready to go. And there's not going to be any currency out there more valuable than food, except liquor. And, you know, that's why they keep that open as essential, because they know you're not going to put up with not getting your liquor. But the minute they want to cause riots, what they're starting to do in Europe, they're going to cut the liquor off. And crime is already exploding. They've already got pirates attacking people in the Gulf of Mexico. That's exploding. The globalists have done actuaries, psychological warfare tests. They know what's going to happen. And this is a time bomb. And this is war. The globalists are engaged in economic and cultural war against us, and they're using this overhyped virus as the pretext to make themselves the saviors. And if you don't give them all the power and all the control over your life, you're the bad guy. Well, the answer is give yourself power and control over your life and at least get that 3-month supply of food and have that in your attic or in your basement or wherever as a supplement into the future, knowing it's contained, it's ready, it's easily transferable. If you got a bug out, you're not putting stuff in paper bags or plastic bags and put in the back of the truck. You're putting it in waterproof plastic tote containers and you're ready to boogie out. But this depression, I could have done a whole show. Maybe we should on what a depression will look like with Joel Skousen and the breakdown of civilization. Because that's what the globalists wanted, was to stall world economies and cause a mass die-off. They thought slowly turning carbon off would do that, but no one put up with that. So now they're just demanding you don't leave your house to have a shutdown. And the food packing and the farms and, you know, the dairy cows are having to sell them to turn them into beef now. Because if you don't keep pumping the milk, you got to dump it into a gutter. And if you don't want to dump it in the gutter, you got to sell Daisy the Holstein or the Jersey milk cow for hamburger meat. So they're now selling, because of meat shortages, the milk cows. So when a country starts selling its milk cows off, you know, to get hit by a gas jackhammer in the head and their throat slit and turn into juicy hamburgers, you're burning the candle at both ends, boys and girls. So I'm here to tell you, the engine warning light is flashing red, and I've done my damn duty. But I tell all you leftist scum, I hope you enjoy this big-ass depression and civil war, because you asked for it. I'm not happy it's happening, but you know what? Once it goes on, I don't mind getting my boots dirty.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never will deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BorschStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Surveillance, but also this sort of new normal in which, you know, there's smaller crowds in restaurants and bars and
arenas. Well, that's not going to be normal. There's not going to be a new normal where somebody has been having for 25 years 158 seats in a restaurant and now he's got 30 or he's got 60, because that wouldn't work. That's not normal. No, normal will be if he has the 158. 68 or 68 seats. And that's going to happen. And it's going to happen relatively quickly, we hope. But that's our normal. Our normal is if you have 100,000 people in an Alabama football game, or 110,000 to be exact, we want 110,000 people there. We want every seat occupied. Normal is not going to be where you have a game with 50,000 people.
The new normal is you can't leave your house. The new normal is you got to have a special app that tracks everywhere you go. The new normal is you're a total slave. But the borders stay wide open. I have a message to the president. Get out ahead of this. Go through the numbers that we've got that are from Ellen Guardian, the United Nations. I mean, the left can't even deny these. That an extra 2 million people are set to starve to death this year on top of the 8 to 10 million because of the shutdowns and because of industries that the West funds in Latin America and Africa and other areas, that it's a death sentence to people that are paid less than a dollar a day working at the flower farms in Africa. That's one of the main employers in Africa is flowers that we have in our homes. And you can say, oh, well, that's a frivolous thing, and it hurts the earth, the carbon, to fly those flowers in. That's how they're living. And so you cut the economy off, the service economy that we were told was the whole future. A half a billion people are put onto the edge of death, and millions will starve to death, even their own Oxfam report admits. See, nobody's humanizing them. And it's all a ritual to wear the mask and social distance and, you know, the people that do it are the virtue signalers and they're the good guys. It's truly disgusting. I'm going to lay on you right now some unbelievable information. And all of this is incredibly important, but I want listeners to understand something. This is life and death, okay? I'm going to lay this on the White House and on Trump's lawyers and on the Pentagon and on everybody else. Dramatic action is the only way out of this. Leveling with the people is the only way out of this. That we're in a total war with globalist criminals allied with the communist Chinese who developed the virus, prepared the propaganda, prepared the TV shows, the movies, the tabletop exercises with governments that literally spent hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer money through Bill and Melinda Gates. They don't ever spend their own money. Oh, you're such a philanthropist, such a sick joke, to pre-program the response you're seeing that is the takedown of the industrial world, something that thousands of bombers couldn't do with conventional munitions. Prepare yourselves for the ultimate smoking gun. If you're a new listener, you're tuning in and you're hearing me say that Communist China at the Wuhan laboratory produced this man-made bioweapon and that they used it to then shut down the West, knowing that the media here would demand an endless shutdown, but not a shutdown for China. That's just elementary military information. And we predicted they would do that, and now they've done just that. And we predicted they'd blame the president. They've now just done that. This is all 2 + 2 = 4. Elementary, my dear Watson. But it's worse, whether it's the WHO or the Chi-Coms, it's all Bill and Melinda Gates, because they're this Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, IBM endowments that were all Nazi eugenicists on record. This is mainline history. This is like me telling you that Volkswagen was designed by Adolf Hitler and the first VW bug drawn on the back of a napkin and given to Albert Speer. Now, if you don't know history, you just think I'm putting out words. I'll say that to like leftists. They go, oh, you're talking fancy. We know you don't have anything behind that. Everything I said is totally true. They are the architects of this entire thing, including the Rockefeller Foundation with the Carnegie Endowment, putting Mao Zedong in power. And Xi Jinping. So we talk about China. It's that big giant force of a billion plus people and a scientific technocracy that is used by the globalists to attack us. But it comes out of us. It comes out of the West. And I have no doubt that after this technocracy is set up, China's going to be sacrificed. I don't want that for the Chinese people. But now they've been set up as our enemy. So you could go through every facet of Bill and Melinda Gates and their Event 201 in October, November, with 65 million dead, with the coronavirus and world governments brought in, and digital IDs are injected in the body, and forced inoculations. And they had to get it ready, and then right on time it shows up. And Fauci, who's over the technology, transferring it in 2012 through 2017 to China, and he was criticized for giving gain of function for coronavirus chimeras, he says in 2017, don't worry, Trump's going to be challenged by a new novel virus. And he'll do what we say or he'll be gone. He's a little arrogant monster because he's right there with Bill Gates, who's given him hundreds of millions of dollars, including $100 million he was given in December, just 4.5 months ago. But let me give you one more little juicy piece of hundreds. We talked about how the Nobel Prize winner that discovered HIV has come out and said he looked at the viral scans by the Indian University and others, and it's 100% man-made. And how Facebook censors AP and that information, and the fact that they admit that Wuhan covered it up, the Wuhan Center with the UN. But look at this down here. Facebook fact checker worked at Wuhan Biolab, ruled out virus leak while debunking articles. But it turns out she's a head scientist with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding. And it gets worse. She runs the Facebook science division and decides who is censored and who isn't, like AP, saying you will not show actual documents that they covered up the virus release or that it's man-made. Talk about conflict of interest. Talk about red-handed. It's like having Hitler be over the Nuremberg trials. When you look up Dr. Danielle Anderson, what do you find at Duke NUS Medical School? She helped develop the test kit for COVID-19 that's now set to make over $200 billion. Oh, boy, the very lab that released it developed the test kit. That's like the old rumors that I confirmed with one of the heads of the virus companies, antivirus, digital viruses, that they would create their own to get money. And sure enough, they said, oh, yeah, that we did, but I'll kill you if you ever tell anybody. And they got a hitman with him, actually, but I'll stop right there. Probably guess what I'm talking about. I was like, dude, you got a guy here with like guns everywhere. And what is it? But anyways, look at this. Dr. Anderson utilizes novel diagnostic platforms for identification of not only new viruses, but also other clinically relevant emerging infectious diseases such as MERS and the Zika virus. All Bill Gates' specialties. So, she runs Facebook and decides who can say what. And she works high level at the bioweapons lab, on record. And she has the big global test that it turns out says all cold bugs are COVID-19 to get a higher rate, but then count every death as COVID-19 when it's not. So you talk about, no wonder they want to censor everybody, because they can't handle anybody studying who they did. You're all caught, and you're all in big trouble, Missy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have their fingerprints publicly over the development of the virus, the transfer of the weaponized COVID-19 to the communist Chinese. Salt confirmed. And then one of the heads of the lab is the Facebook fact checker that's censoring AP and members of Congress when they point out that it's admitted that the bioweapon came from Wuhan. She is over that. And then it turns out Dr. Danielle Anderson, on her own Duke NUS bio, says she developed the kit test for COVID-19. So the very lab that gave you the bioweapon now gives you the test where they're going to make hundreds of billions, they're saying, off this test now. And
She works for Bill and Melinda Gates as well. With, I mean, if this is just insane. Meanwhile, Facebook says, run by her, anyone criticizing them, anyone saying that it could have come from China or Wuhan, even after China admits it came out of the lab, you will be censored. And who decides that? Her! She's not just the top scientist in the lab. She's not just over the test for the weapon that came out of the lab. She censors the world. You talk about a spider web. I think we just found one of them, didn't we? Wow. And they hide it in plain view like we're so stupid. And it just gets crazier because, see, they see humanity waking up. They've got these plans on the blue, on the blackboard, the blueprints. They go, this will make them submit. We'll lock them down. It'll work. And then they release it with their damn fingerprints all over it. And the Indian universities, top scientists, the German scientists, top scientists and others, U.S. scientists go, yeah, we scanned this virus. This thing is as phony as a $3 bill. It didn't come out of some monkey or a dog or a bat. It was man-made. Well, who are your experts, Alex? I mean, sure, you said this 10 weeks ago, and now they say it all over the news, but where'd you get that? Oh, I got it from the Nobel Prize winner that discovered HIV. Who they say is probably the top virologist in the world, but, you know, don't listen to the top virologist in the world. I mean, you know. I mean, they have Sanjay Gupta to tell us we don't need zinc or vitamin D. And this has become, charges of censorship. Facebook deleting posts about coronavirus, leading to charges. They tell you what's not allowed. They say in Facebook, do not say it came from Wuhan Biolab. And it's the woman that's one of the top scientists in the lab that got Fauci money telling you that. That's beyond conflict of interest. So let's go to this next piece. Copyright Rush Limbaugh. Ladies and gentlemen, from Australia to the United States to Canada, they are calling for people to get in their parents' faces during Kids at Home on government programming. And CNN has played to all the public schools, first period, first 10 minutes, they're doing it too, saying, does your dad say it came from Wuhan lab? Well, get in his face and send him a definitive link from Danielle Anderson. I'm not kidding. And they don't tell you she runs the lab or has the test for it that says all coronaviruses are COVID-19 to create the hysteria. These people are ridiculously obvious and stupid. But if they dominate us, we deserve it. Oh, yeah, coronavirus has started a censorship pandemic with the communist Chinese running it. Wow. So, let's play. CBC, that's Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, instructs kids how to shut down their parents. Because if you're on house arrest and there's drones watching you and medical tyranny and forced inoculations and China running the propaganda, what's left? Let me think. I don't know. Take your parents out back and shoot them in the head. I mean, that's the next level. Watch your parents closely. And in Australia, they're saying, report them. But Canada, that'll be next week in Canada. Here's Canada right now about kids. Who's the enemy? Dad. Is daddy talking to you? Daddy doesn't talk to you. Daddy is bad. In fact, if daddy doesn't want his son's testicles cut off, he's bad. So, yeah. We'll deal with daddy by chopping his balls off. Here, let's go ahead and play this.
So what do you do when this happens? A loved one, let's say it's your dad, drops into the family group chat with something he thinks is real.
Hey, pause again. Let's back this up. Can you imagine men fighting for their families? How dare them dropping into a group chat to talk to the women? The women are going to show him. Like Danielle Anderson at the bioweapon lab, who makes money off the test, who runs the censorship. Ladies, we're going to show the men. Yeah, yeah, screw them. Screw those men. Hell yeah, shut them up. Cut their balls off. Yeah, yeah, Bill Gates loves us. Sorry, go ahead and roll it.
So what do you do when this happens? A loved one, let's say it's your dad, drops into the family group chat with something.
It's your dad. Oh, yeah. Oh, that one. Changed your diapers and cooked the barbecue and took the trash out and loved you and swam with the pool in you and took you to Girl Scouts. Back it up. Oh, my God. Dad said something. No, not him. No. No, 5G is who loves you. Just die, girls. Just let us run you. Please let us sterilize you. Please, please die. Oh, kill them. Sorry, it's so liberal. It's so liberal. Listen to Daniel Anderson. Don't listen to your daddy. Listen to Bill Gates. Let's play it again. Here it is.
So what do you do when this happens? A loved one, let's say it's your dad, drops into the family group chat with something he thinks is real. It's something about China,
Dad thinks it's real. Oh, God, he's so mad. Of course, it's all true. Dad's right. But see, it's like the fun of we don't listen to Dad. We take the shots and have convulsions and die. But it's so trendy. Sorry, let's turn it over.
So what do you do when this happens? A loved one, let's say it's your dad, drops into the family group chat with something he thinks is real. It's something about China manufacturing the coronavirus. There's a link to a site you've never heard of with a message calling it scary stuff. So what do you do with this? Do you ignore it? Do you call him out saying how ridiculous you think this is?
If you do that to your dad, you've actually shamed him. My name is Claire Wardle and I'm the U.S. Director of First Draft, and we are a nonprofit that we help people navigate the challenges of misinformation online. What happens is that your dad doubles down on his view.
What happens is we're paid by the communist Chinese that killed 115 million people. And we're making a major move with Bill Gates to sterilize your ass. So your dad, if you challenge him, doubles down. Don't do that yourself. Let us get in contact with you to actually take control of your life. But we're claiming it's contact to get. Let us get between you and your daddy. I'm a weird, frumpy lady on Chi-Com payroll. Listen to me. Here, let's hear it.
And he dismisses what you're saying. Use language that's empathetic and to say we're all in this together, and rather than you're wrong, I'm right, here are the facts, because that does not work.
So hold back on all that reactive talk. Maybe try something like this. Yeah, these are scary times. We're all a bit afraid, but let's be careful. What you're sharing is inaccurate, and it feeds into that fear we all
have. Again, what you're sharing, because if Dad, back it up, if Dad talks and says it came out of the bioweapon lab, which is confirmed. I mean, folks, if you want to just, this isn't like a science fiction movie. This is happening. And notice, nothing against women. It's women they've got collaborating. Let's continue.
Talk. Maybe try something like this. Yeah, these are scary times. We're all a bit afraid, but let's be careful. What you're sharing is inaccurate, and it feeds into that fear we all feel.
Everybody's like anxiety.
I'll come back with this. No, the globalists are creating the fear and shutting down the economy that will destroy the third world and our world. But, oh, Dad, oh, you're feeding into the fear. Just stay at home. The Chinese love you. Sure, they've got 3 million people in death camps, but, Dad, sure, they killed people like their orc. Dad, 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 no, China's not dead. Ah! Liberal, liberal, liberal. If you just didn't have testicles, Dad, and there wasn't free speech, Dad, these weird, frumpy women on the Chi-Com payroll told me my daddy's bad. Screw you, Daddy. Burn in hell, Daddy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.